From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi-owned Pan Arabic Television is reporting an explosion at a checkpoint outside of the Prophet's Mosque in the Saudi city of Medina. The Al Arabiya network reported at least three dead, including the suspected suicide bomber and two security officers. The mosque is the burial site of Muhammad, the founder of Islam, who died in 632 AD. Earlier Monday, the Saudi Interior Ministry said a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the western city of Jeddah. In the predominantly Shiite city of Qatif, residents say a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a mosque. The attacks came as the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan comes to a close. The death toll from Sunday's suicide bombing in Baghdad is rising as bodies are recovered from the blast rubble. Iraqi officials said Monday at least 151 people were killed. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted Shiites. Investigators are questioning some of the hostages who were rescued from last week's attack on a restaurant in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. The attack left 20 patrons and two police officers dead. Officials say five of the 13 hostages rescued are being held by authorities. It was not clear if the five are suspects or if they are being questioned simply because they could provide information. More than 2 weeks of torrential rain and flooding in southern and eastern China has left more than 200 people dead or missing. Authorities are reporting extensive property damage and more than $7 billion in crop losses. China's official Xinhua news agency says 17 million people in Hubei and Anhui provinces have been affected by the deluge. This is VOA News. The Xinhua news agency says a former Chinese presidential aide has been sentenced to life in prison for accepting bribes, illegally obtaining state secrets, and abusing his authority. Ling Jihua said he would not appeal the decision that was delivered by the court in the northern port city of Tianjin. The body of a University of Wisconsin student who went missing shortly after he arrived in Italy for an exchange program was recovered Monday. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River in an incident in which police have not ruled out homicide. An autopsy will be carried out to determine the cause of Solomon's death. The head of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, resigned Monday. Farage has been one of the most outspoken and effective campaigners against British membership in the European Union.
I came into politics from business because I believed that this nation should be self-governing. I have never been, and I have never wanted to be, a career politician. My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago.
Farage says he wants his life back after years of political activity. He is keeping his seat in the European Parliament and may participate in the upcoming Brexit talks with EU leaders. French President François Hollande says Britain's decision to leave the European Union does not threaten the future enlargement of the bloc. The French leader spoke after a meeting in Paris with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and leaders of the Balkan states, hoping to gain EU membership. Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić had expressed disappointment by an EU decision last week to delay further membership talks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Uganda to begin a tour of sub-Saharan Africa. The tour marks the 1976 hostage rescue mission in Uganda, in which his brother was killed. Mr. Netanyahu spoke in Uganda.
At Entebbe, international terrorism suffered a stinging defeat. The rescue mission proved that good can prevail over evil, that hope can triumph over evil, over fear.
Mr. Netanyahu was at Entebbe International Airport, where Israeli commanders rescued more than 100 passengers and crew of a hijacked Air France plane on July 4, 1976. The only fatality was Jonathan Netanyahu, the prime minister's older brother. Millions of Americans are celebrating the country's 240th anniversary of independence from Britain. Celebrations include traditional fireworks displays, parades, concerts, and barbecues. Security has been enhanced in Washington, New York City, and Chicago, where hundreds of thousands of people gather annually to watch fireworks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.